going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
All right, anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast on the radio and try and get you some help. Anthony, seems like today we are going to be Judge Judy. Get ready for this. Candace, not her real name, sent in this DM, says, please be the judge for our stagecoach dispute. We've all decided whatever the outcome is, we'll abide by it. Here are the facts. 5 people staying in a 4-bedroom house. Each room has one person in it except my brother's. Last minute, he decided to bring his girlfriend. We've already paid for the house prior to the addition of her. I think that it's only fair that she pitches in for the house since she's staying in it, but my brother says she doesn't count because she's not getting a room. She's staying with him. Should the house be split by person or by rooms?
By person, right? Like, because you think about it, granted, yeah, she's going to be staying in that room, but everyone's going to be bringing their food, and she eventually she's going to be chowing down on some of that. She's going to be using the air conditioning that everyone's going to be. She's going to be using much more than just a room, so I think she should pitch in for a little something.
Okay. I was trying to think, because like we go on family vacations, and back when my brother-in-law was single, I was trying to think how we did that, because I'm married, my other brother-in-law's married, and I'm pretty sure we did it by families. So by room is how I would vote.
If they were married, sure. But the they're fact, not.
Oh, you're going to get legal with it?
Well, think about this, because what happens if they break up? So I'd be so upset because she's not actually, that sounds bad, she's not actually part of the group or the family. She's still somewhat of an outsider.
Okay, here's one thing that I would question, because it's the girlfriend. How many bathrooms are there in this house? Because she's going to take time getting ready. So, you know, if maybe they're in the master and she has her own bathroom and she's not infringing on other people's bathroom time.
If they're in the master, she needs to be paying.
Well, if they're in the master, I would assume he's already paying more. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they laid out the facts. Thank you, Candace, not her real name, for laying out the facts. But I feel like we still need more facts.
I still think she should pitch in.
Okay. Well, what if she was to pitch in with food or drinks? Would that be sufficient? Or
that would work. If she wants to take the bulk of paying for something,
yeah,
just then yes.
Because the house is already paid
for. I need you to pull your weight a little bit if you're going to be in here with everybody.
Okay. It's a DM dilemma. What do you think Candace should do, and her friends heading out to Stagecoach? You can weigh in now. Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Good morning. It's Kelly and Anthony with today's DM dilemma. We have some Stagecoach drama just days away from the big festival, and we have a brother and sister that are fighting over the house they're renting, and they said K-Frog is going to be the judge. Whatever we decide here is what they're going to go with. Not her real name, Candace, sent us this message, and she tried to lay out the facts just like a real court case. 5 people staying in a 4-bedroom house. Each room has one person in it except for my brothers. Last minute, he decided to bring his girlfriend. We've already paid for the house prior to her being added to the group. Now, the sister thinks that she needs to pitch in her fair share because she's staying in the house. But the brother says it doesn't count because the girlfriend is staying in his room. It's not like she's getting her own room. Should the house be split by person or by rooms?
I feel like a broken record. It is by person. It is by person. I get it. They're sharing a room, but it's his decision to bring her, so they're going to share a room regardless. She needs to pay because if I'm in that house and I put down as much as everybody else to stay there and she's not coming close to that, I got a problem with it.
And I'm thinking to like when I've stayed in like Airbnbs with like family and friends, and some people are couples and not couples. It's usually just split up by room. I think that's how we've always done it in the past. Tammy, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
So I feel like since the boyfriend invited her, he should have to carry the weight for her. He should pay for extra to have her there. So he should pay a little more than everybody else for the room, and he should pitch in a little more for the food and everything else since he's the one who's bringing her.
Do you think he should have to pitch in a full person's worth or just like, hey, here's a little extra change or here's some more food and beverages?
No, I think a full person, because technically you don't know the whole story. Did she invite herself or did he invite her?
Does that matter, though, Aunt? What do you think? I think regardless, she's there. If he invited her or she invited her, I think it just comes down to, should there be extra money paid?
Look, it's another body in the house. I just think there's so much more to this than what this is. I'm going to die on this hill, Kel. She needs to pay. That's it. Get the money.
I don't think she has to pay a full person's worth because they're sharing the same room. I don't think she should go and freeload. I think she's got to at least contribute something.
But what about me who paid for full price for my room? Like all of us paid the same amount and now she's just going to give us what? A couple bucks?
It's not a couple bucks. No, like she's going to have to pull her weight. Michelle, what do you think?
100%. They're being petty. The house is paid for, but that girl, the girlfriend, needs to help out. You need to do something, buy drinks for the night, you know, pitch in some way. But come on, you don't need to separate the house by person. It's already done.
Okay, I don't think the court of K-Frog has come to a conclusion for this poor brother-sister combo.
Let me just say I'm so happy I'm not staying in this house.
Oh, yeah. The whole weekend hasn't even started, and it's already uncomfortable for them. I can feel it, too. Looks like Stagecoach is going to be a little stressful, especially in one particular house. Candace, not her real name, sent us a DM dilemma. She is asking for the K-Frog family to be the judge on their Stagecoach dispute. She laid out the facts that there are five people staying in a four-bedroom house, so each room has one person in it, except for her brother, who very last minute decided that he's going to bring his girlfriend. Now, the house is already paid for, but they're wondering, the house in total, should it be split by person or by room?
And I feel really strongly that it should be by person, because this ain't no free ride, okay? Stagecoach itself is already very expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
When you look at Airbnbs and places to stay out there, they hike up the price. That's still very expensive. So if I'm emptying my wallet for this weekend and I see that someone's coming in nonchalant, hey, I'm just gonna stay with you guys. Like, no, you need to pitch in for something.
But if it was a hotel room, you would have just paid by room, not by person. Okay, Darcy and Corona, what do you think?
So the house, for the actual rental itself, it should be by room, because that's not really adding any additional money. Just, you know, she's in the room with him. But for everything else, in terms of like food and drinks, that should be divided by person, because that will affect the overall impact of everybody.
And I think Eileen, okay. Yeah, where you are, I like that. She needs to buy something in that manner.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, I don't think it's a free ride. I think she should have to pitch in for sure. And I think the 909 might have nailed the right way to do this. It says what they need to do is figure out what her amount would have been if she would have split the house with all of them. That amount of money is what she should spend on extra food and drinks for the house since the house is already paid for.
Okay, I think if everybody's happy with that, then do that. If everyone else that's already paid their way into the house and they're going to be there and you decide, hey, this is what we want her to do, if everyone's on the same page, roll with it, okay? Because you don't want any drama for this weekend. Let's just sweep this under the rug. Let's get it done.
And that's the thing. You got to nip it in the bud now because otherwise it's going to be a very uncomfortable weekend.
You paid for all this and now you're ruined. Your weekend's ruined because of this. So you want to chime in? We'll keep this going on our social pages. Check out KFrog Radio. Also, make sure you have our phone number handy because that sneaky sound for those Stagecoach Corral passes are coming up in just minutes.
888-431-3764.